Yeah. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. I love when this beat drops.
If I didn't get to do this, I was gonna be real sad. Why? Yeah.
Those buttons are really pretty. Are you sound good? Wait, what?
Hey, yo, Adam 22, explain that one, my brother.
Oh, man. You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it.
Ruining it.
It's the Butcher Shop.
Welcome back.
It is.
We got the normal host that we always got every week, but we also got a guest host in the house, in his house tonight.
That's me, I think.
That's Tomo. We got Tomo over here. Check out his music on all streaming platforms.
Oh, well, let's not make it about my music.
My bad. Bro. But you are a musician, so we got to show love.
True.
Welcome back to the fucking show. Thank you for joining us today.
It's great to be here. Let's chop shit up.
Let's chop the plan.
I think he's right. He knows what's up, man.
He knows what's up. He already got the slogan down. Okay, we're lit. All right, first thing I want to talk about. Did y'all see the, you know who Karina Kampf is? Karina Kampf is like a celebrity, YouTube TikTok celebrity from like in David Dobrik's circle of
okay. I've probably seen her
people.
Before.
Cool.
David Dobrik posted a TikTok of her showing him her OnlyFans earnings, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I've looked into this.
Okay, he did his research.
Yo.
So I've looked into this. She only posts on her OnlyFans pictures of her titties. Sorry, her breasts.
Cool.
That's it?
Only titty pics.
Like no ass?
Nothing else. Now, it's like, yeah, for sure. But, like, the thing is, like, she'll post, like, some more, like, more than just her titties.
I'm judging.
But it's like she doesn't show everything. I just want to preface that. If you don't know who this is, she has, like, that whole David Dobrik, like, audience.
Yeah.
Of white boys.
Mm-hmm.
Fiending for her,
and also like little kids technically, right?
Little kids,
like,
isn't that also who watches David Dobrik?
There's mad 13-year-olds that think she's literally the baddest in the game. For a fact, I can already tell you. If I was 13, I would have thought the same shit. But you know, so this is a video of her showing David Dobrik what she earns. Take a look.
Look how much she's made. This makes me want to fucking vomit. This is
pause. Okay, hold on. Right there.
Read it to me.
Holy shit.
683K
in one
February.
Month?
January, 800K. December, 1.04 mil. November, 970K. October, 954. September, 1.01. And August, 1.2. July, 1.6. June, 2.36.
That's when she first started or something? That's crazy, bro.
Family. She's selling titty pics for 2.3 mil. That in itself is fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's insane.
Because she really should be, like, you know, flipping burgers or whatever.
What can she do? What are her skills? Like, nah. Respect to the game, because she's playing the game
Oh, yeah, no hater shit at all. Show your tits. For sure, but like, you know, like,
it's your tits. I'll show my tits. Where's my 2.3 mil? Run it right now.
Honestly, I think you're off the podcast now. You're off the podcast.
I feel like if you made an OnlyFans, you would definitely have.
You can't be doing that.
Nah, no titty pigs.
You just gave everyone a titty pig.
It's like dropping my debut album on SoundCloud. It's like I gave up so much money. In the future. Not any of my debut albums I've already done yet.
Yeah, man.
You just called out all the SoundCloud rappers.
So yeah, no, it's just because you don't make money off that shit, technically. You make money off streams on streaming services. Okay. Anyways, yeah. So that's
crazy.
This
is monthly.
So how much is that right there? That's what, like 4 mil?
Bro, she's easily taking in, like, on OnlyFans, I'd say 5 mil, 7 mil a year.
What if your bank account looked like that every month? A check hit for, like, 2.3, even 650.
Bro.
Bro.
Shit.
She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Pretty much.
Put it like this, right? Well, actually, yeah, she can do whatever she wants.
Only on titty pics. Let's fucking emphasize that.
I think we've got that.
I think that's crazy, bro.
No, yeah,
I think there's value in titty pics, though, no?
For sure.
Because her audience is literally just fucking, like, 13-year-olds. So, okay, like, you know what I mean?
Let's get into it.
Like, titty pics are valued way up here, like, when they're, like, fam, should be more
they,
down here.
They're always looking at a picture of her, you know what I mean? And like, looking her at her boobs.
Her cleavage,
like,
yeah.
It's all saying. in the same.
Was,
like,
she, like, a celebrity at, before all this?
Like, she was this David Dobrik, you know, like, celebrity. Like,
no, but was she a celebrity before that? Like where is she from? Like, she's just a David Dobrik girl?
She's just a
I don't even know what the fuck this shit is, man.
Damn, this sounds flawed, but... I don't mean this like this, but she's like, just pretty much like a white girl with a boob job. That's bad as fuck.
Oh, okay, bad.
And David Dobrik put her in her YouTube, in his YouTube videos. And,
smart man, I guess.
And yeah, and like people say that like David Dobrik is like gay because like she all the whole thing was that she was like trying to slide on him and he didn't want to like slide. It's like, bro, stop it.
Doesn't he have a girl though?
I don't know. He definitely gives off those vibes, if I'm being real. But my gaydar is very bad, so I don't even know. But if she's trying to slide on me, and I don't know the behind-the-scenes details of how they actually get down because this is the internet and the fucking YouTube, but I don't know. I don't know. That was that was like the... Maybe, you know what it was? It's probably just what the narrative that they're trying to shape and shit.
Yeah, which maybe is all he had fucking, a girl at the time. Well, who knows?
Yeah, it's all stupid. Know? Point is, she's selling titty pics for $2.3 million, yeah, bro. No,
That's a lot of fucking money,
bro,
man.
Dr. Evil was like $1 million. He should just flash some nip action on us.
Dude, $1 million?
Yeah, so...
every month for some titty pigs?
It's kind of unfair, crazy. Bro. It's
I'd be like, posting titty pigs on OnlyFans.
Yo.
I'd be telling you niggas to subscribe for
$15.99.
Whoa. Said, bro, I would support. Like,
nah, yo, Thomas, if I see you supporting...
Gotta buy my homies titty pics.
You know what, though? That's respect, man.
It doesn't mean I'll look at it, bro.
Yeah, you just support
it's
it,
just
bro.
Like, it's just like buying the album type shit. Just,
it doesn't mean I'm gonna buy the album.
Like, I can't even listen on Apple Music. Just buy the album, though.
That's damn near disrespectful. Now I'm mad you didn't look at my titty pics. I'm like, you can't just buy my album.
No, bro,
and
I would definitely
like...
look at them, trust me.
You know, in fact, my next album cover is going to be my titties.
I don't think that's a bad idea, bro.
Did you already do that?
Did you already do that? Type shit, bro.
That was so 2018, Johnny.
Nah,
let's pull up the picture right now.
That was not the album cover.
Oh my god.
This one, I know
you're
talking
about. Yeah, boy. You're talking about boy, right?
Yes.
This is exposing y'all hella right now. Y'all are telling on yourselves
right now.
You said, hey, did you post your titties 4 years ago? On gun? Yo, I feel violated, honestly. I feel I might archive that post now.
Well, I was there when the picture was taken. The titties were definitely out. Yeah.
You want to tell them how right before that I was literally doing push-ups in the parking lot, trying to get those titties nice and juiced up.
Bro.
And they still were, like, not there. That's so tough.
Hey, bro,
this is what we're talking about here. Is this what we're talking about?
Yeah, bro, you're sitting.
that's not the cover.
Shit.
It was this.
It's not as bad as like what Hunter did, but
yeah. I'm not on that level. I'm not.
Are you
full,
talking about
full
Hunter
naked with
on
the Christmas?
Yeah,
one.
On for Christmas. Hunter was just like, here you
I was
go,
there, bro. I know.
Wait, what? Whoa. What do you mean you were there?
Well. You want to go into it?
What do you mean you were there? Like, how close?
I was in the house. Like, I wasn't
there. Okay.
All I know
that's
is...
That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. Okay, you weren't
all
there.
All I know is that
there.
His mom took the picture.
We know that, yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Who else do you... Yo, Dad, yo, take this pic of me, bro.
Dude.
Nah.
That's wild.
Who do you ask? Do you ask your dad? No. Do you ask your sister? No. You ask your mom. Do you ask your boy?
There too, bro. He could ask me, man.
Yeah, I think you...
Yeah, for sure.
I'm even... Literally, you're right, bro. Who do you ask?
No one. That's the real answer. Yeah, so I'm glad that you guys have the picture of my titties in your memory banks from 5 years ago. Radio Shack Wildin' on Twitter, speaking of Wildin', Radio Shack tweeted, if you find a squirter, marry her.
No way they tweeted that.
Shit. Some girl posted that.
They got hacked? They got hacked?
Radio Shack then tweeted, crazy that in today's society, for instance, a man has sex with tons of women, he's labeled a player or top G. But then when a woman goes out and has sex with thousands of men, we call her low pumps.
Wait.
Bro, what?
Why are they calling that? Is that Radio Shack? Are you saying that's Radio Shack?
Yeah, look.
Like, that's from their official Twitter.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely out of business. But they have an official verified Twitter account.
Yo, hold on. I'm going to look it up right now. Are there any fucking Radio Shacks still? Like, there's got to be at least one.
Oh, man. Hold up.
There's still one Blockbuster.
I think I've seen some shit about this. A company bought a whole bunch of, like dead company, like, you know, companies like Radio Shack and shit like that, right? And they own them now. You know what I mean? Like, their names, like, their rights, all that shit. And so they can, you know, go on the Twitters and do what they want. And essentially, I saw Radio Shack on there. They were promoting, like, you know, those currencies or whatever.
Like Dogecoin?
Crypto. Yeah, they have a cryptocurrency. Like Radio Shack was promoting one, dead ass. Because this, bro, it's a big company. It's a big company who buys all of these companies like Toys R Us, Radio Shack, like that, who are like gone GameStop. And dead, right? And now they have the big name of them, right? And they can go on their official Twitters and shit like that and tweet wild
that
shit.
That we all recognize, like Radio
and
Shack.
And drum up fucking, like, you know, controversy.
But we haven't,
just
attention, I mean, the internet.
Yeah,
because it's like, dude,
that's literally
it's like this is like when Burger King said that women just like need to stay in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like, good try, you lost on that one. They also tweeted, I don't care what anyone says, Lizzo fine as fuck, what's up girl.
You see what I mean, bro? No way that Radio Shack is really, if Radio Shack, this was 2007 or whatever, and Twitter was around, if it was, right, like, they wouldn't be letting their fucking tweet that shit.
No, marry
a squirter?
Yeah.
Wow. You would get fired. Fuck out of here.
Can we talk about how that's actually a really fire tweet, though?
It is. Like,
it's a good tweet.
That's what I was saying.
That's, yeah. That's a very solid tweet. Like, I think that's why everybody resonated with it. I wish I tweeted that. Like, I'm jealous I didn't tweet, if you find a squirter, marry her. Because that's my favorite story of the week, maybe of the month. What is it? Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
Oh my God.
He has been in the news for his laptop, God. And he's been in the news for different things. You know, the right wing.
Smoking crack.
The right wing, you know, because Joe Biden's the president, the right wing wants to attack him and his family, just like the left did. Democrats
Do you
did.
Think it's just Trump that? And his Do you family. Think it's just that, though?
But here's the thing.
You think it's just that?
Here's the thing.
He's literally a crackhead.
He's a crackhead. Like, leave him alone.
But not only is he a crackhead, but he's a crackhead who makes, like, insane money.
Money for nothing.
For like,
no,
I'm like, dude.
That's my problem with the right wing, is they want to be like, look at this, at Joe Biden's son making money and all this fucking, what's it called?
When their kids are doing the same shit,
when they're sitting. Nepotism means when you put your family in positions that they don't deserve just because they're your family. It's kind of the opposite of
there's also a version of that with friends.
It's the opposite.
And I forgot the president that did that, which is why cabinet members have to be confirmed now, because that president would put all his friends in there and they were all like corrupt and shit like that. And after that, they were like, yep, nope.
Dude, that did the teapot dome scandal.
Exactly. Trash ass president.
He was a corrupt ass president.
Thank you for him, because he changed it in a good way. Well, hopefully, he didn't change it, but
hopefully our system changes to protect itself.
Wait, which
from
president
like
are we
Donald
talking
Trump.
About? You said corrupt.
His name was Harding. Harding, I think.
It was Warren Harding.
Warren Harding.
Yeah.
Anyways, Joe Rich Biden's son dude. Hunter is wilding on in life in general, and someone hacked into his iCloud and posted a video.
No way, they hacked into his iCloud.
They hacked into his iCloud and posted a video.
I thought he posted this shit.
We have it here, boys and girls.
Video.
We have it. We're gonna watch it together. We're gonna watch it together. It's honestly fucking.
Whoa! I didn't see that one.
What's up? Before we get started.
Holy fuck, never I didn't mind. See I this one.
I was gonna guess what it was.
This is a 2-minute video?
Yeah.
I just saw the one where he was weighing up crack. I'm like, dude.
There's so much. No, this is a compilation. This is a compilation.
Like, it's a montage.
You saw a video Someone took all the videos and pictures and put them into a montage behind 10 Crack Commandments by the Notorious B.I.G.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
This is the president's son.
Dude, no, dead ass, literally.
Crack commandments, why?
He's technically a first child.
Balling out. Like, honestly, like in another life, I would.
They're not even strippers, they're prostitutes. I'm like,
I mean,
can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, my hustling levels.
So wild.
Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you, niggas.
Dude's eating beef jerky with a prostitute.
A lot of these videos.
Whoa, what's going on there?
Pause. A lot of these videos are cropped. A lot of these videos are cropped to not show the whole video, but a lot of them have a lot of sexual acts.
Okay, so that's
accent.
What that is.
Obviously, I mean, look at that.
I don't know if it could have been eating a popsicle or something.
This is wild
jerky.
Funny. When I saw the prostitute eating beef jerky,
and then the dude editing the video was like, yo, I'm gonna put it right
I'm
into
put
this.
Put it again, bro.
Get you niggas. My triple B niggas.
At least he's having fun. Yo, nah, what is that?
Been in this game for years, dude.
We're 30 seconds in. I'm like,
I wrote me a manual. Not your wig pushed back.
Joe Biden. If he made a different turn in life,
this is Joe Biden. If he just made one wrong turn, this is Joe Biden. If his parents were rich,
oh my god,
he did it come from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh my god,
and we're honest, hardworking Americans.
Holy fuck. This is America. This is the truth, though. You have honest, hardworking Americans as the grandparents.
Right.
Then their
to the
kids,
president,
right?
Who's like alpha, and then the son is the fucker.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
Dude.
No one knows how much dough you hold, cause you know
the cheddar rain jealousy.
Number 2.
Never let them know your next move.
Smoking crack.
Moving silence and violence.
Drinking claws.
I done squeeze mad clips at these cats for their bricks and chips.
Dude's staying on the first floor and he's the president's son.
He's sipping the white claw.
I told you, yeah, claw, bro.
What flavor is that?
That's black cherry for sure.
You can't see.
Fuck.
They took
it
out.
He's a seltzer dude, though. We know.
Whoa, what's going on?
This is a whole sex tape. This is a Hunter Biden sex tape. Whoa. What am I watching? Yo, Joe Biden needs to resign right now. Joe Biden needs to resign right now. I swear.
No, that means Kamala Harris is the president.
Yeah, you're right. Don't do that. Some would say she's already the president.
Yeah, true. Kind of like Dick Cheney.
That's the reason why she's so low key in the back, you know.
You're so right.
This rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number 8. Never keep no weight on you.
Yo, they really hacked his iCloud for real.
All those clips out there where it's like light. Those are from. Someone said those are from. sensory deprivation tanks he would go in during his rehab and, like, smoke crack.
Oh, the ones where it's, like, green and shit? Yeah. Because it's, like, dude, he's in some weird pool area. Yeah, it's a sensory deprivation tank. And he's in a smoking crack.
That's
like his daughter.
He's underage as fuck.
For sure.
That gotta be, yo. I hope that's just his daughter, not, like...
He got the
blicky a couple times. Secret service too, nigga. Oh my god, he is secret service. Oh my god. Yo, they're gonna make a movie about him. And it's going to be so good. It's going to be a classic. I'm calling it already. It's going to be a classic.
It's a classic movie.
They're going to have, like, Leonardo DiCaprio play him or some shit. I'm like...
Someone said the Hunter Biden clips of him doing coke and having sex is the most outreach to young voters any Biden has done.
Facts. Facts. I want to vote for Biden now. His son's lit.
That guy's cool as fuck.
Trump needs to start smoking crack and, like, do it.
Baron Trump needs to at least start with a fucking joint or something, bro.
I mean, think about it, bro. Like, do you think, like, he has a lot of money, right?
Yeah. No, the whole thing is the right wing was, like, freaking out because he got, like, a fucking six-figure job from an oil company in Ukraine because he's Joe Biden's son. He has no qualifications for that job.
For that job at all, Like,
and if he wasn't Joe Biden's son, he'd just be on the street as a crackhead.
Like, he's and he still has that job, I think.
Probably.
Like, and he's literally, like, we've seen his iCloud. He's on his smoking crack.
Are any of us shocked that that's the case, though? Like, we all know all these fucking people. You're the president of the, you're the son of the president? Bro.
But, dude, the thing is I saw a video, and it broke down, like, Hunter Biden's whole life, right? And this dude has been fucking up since he was, like, a 16-year-old type shit. Got arrested for, like, having cocaine and shit like that at, like, 16 on the Jersey Shore.
So he's had a problem with cocaine for a long time.
Fam, he's, like, a 45-year-old grown man who's been to rehab, like, six times and shit. Like, he has, like, a real problem, and I know we're laughing about it, but it's sad, right? But, like, it's also insanely fucking funny.
He went to his dad, who's the president. He's like, yo, dad, because, can you get me a job for, like, $400K
It's insanely
a year so
funny.
I can afford all this fucking blow?
That's it's crazy. Not funny that he's a crackhead. It's funny that he has so much privilege in his life that he can be a crackhead,
be a crackhead and be fucking hoes and living lavish.
And living lavish, and none of this is a problem. You know what I mean? Like, fam, his dad, he's seen his dad go from just being a senator to the vice president to now the president, right? And he hasn't had to have to do anything in his life. But just sit there and chill.
Because Joe Biden... What the fuck did I just click on?
I know that's not Hunter. Is that...
Definitely doing outreach to young Americans.
Dude.
That's sketchy.
Yeah,
that
whoa.
Those girls are...
Whoa, is there a downvote button?
No, deadass. Yeah. Twitter needs to bring that back. It's like you get that every, like, 2 months or some shit.
Nah, the crazy shit is that, you know, Joe Biden is corrupt. Not just his fucking son... Joe Biden is corrupt. Joe Biden takes money and Barack Obama and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush.
You want to talk about
Joe Biden knows he's corrupt.
No, Joe Biden knows he's corrupt.
He knows.
Because this Hunter Biden shit, literally, Hunter Biden has never served any jail time or anything for his shit, right? But he's been arrested multiple times and just gotten community service and shit. And why do you think that is? Because his dad is Joe fucking Biden, you know? And this is all while Joe Biden was trying to spearhead the fucking, you know, the war against drugs and shit like that.
War against black people.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Meanwhile, his son is smoking fucking crack. I'm like,
get out of here.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Fuck you. Honestly, that shit's fucking...
And And that also is a segue, right, into, I thought, like, oh, okay, we will eventually get weed legal, right? We're not getting weed legal under Joe Biden. His son's a crackhead. He literally is...
not cool with people smoking weed.
No, but he, the thing is his son's a crackhead, so he's super, super, super against any drugs, and he's not going to be the one to legalize any drugs when his son literally has a substance abuse problem. You know what I mean? Like, he, think about how he really probably feels about drugs and shit. Yeah. He literally probably hates weed, you know?
Yeah, because that dude doesn't do drugs.
The fuck? Well, man, that's a good question.
He probably does maybe, like, Adderall. Everyone knows Trump does hella Adderall.
You'd think Joe Biden ever did cocaine when he was a jit?
You're right. You're right. Like, he definitely did coke. I'd believe it. But, like,
to be the president, you gotta be on something.
Sure. No, I mean, that guy, no, to be...
We've had some pretty lame presidents.
To be the president, you gotta be on some sober, fucking cracked out shit. Not literally, not saying, literal sober. Crack, yeah, but like, to be the president, shit, like, you have to be on a whole other wave, but...
Well, I know Obama was addicted to cigarettes.
Like, he was, smoking. And he smoked weed in college, he was...
Yeah, but half the presidents were addicted to cigarettes. Yeah,
well, the video, I love the video of Bill Clinton saying... Poser. When people asked him if he smoked weed, you who know about this, he said...
He didn't inhale.
He said he didn't inhale. What a poser. He said, I hit the joint, but I didn't inhale. You bro, fucking the liar.
Lamest answer you could say. No, but, like, but that
was
dude.
A political answer, because yeah. at the time, it was... I mean, that speaks to the time,
but
that's right?
But he tried because, it.
Yeah.
Because, no, it's not
right,
like he didn't
because he understood,
trying.
As the Democrat, as the Democratic nominee, he's like... I know a lot of people smoke weed. I know I've smoked hella. I know it's normal. But in politics, let me say I smoked, but I didn't. Because it's going to be good with these people. And then I say I didn't inhale, so it's good with these people.
But is it really... The question I have then is it really actually good to the people who smoke? Because they don't respect that. Because you being like, oh, yeah, I smoked, but I didn't inhale.
No, it's him.
You're just like, you're like blatantly lying.
Yeah, because it's him trying to seem not like a total square, like he didn't even hit.
You know what I mean? Like, you're
party.
Literally pandering. Like, it's pandering. Like, you said, Tommy, it's pandering. And it's insanely funny, right, that we're talking about pandering with a Clinton when his wife was pandering with fucking hot sauce on the Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? Like,
she
they are
her fucking purse.
Fam, she pulled up to the Breakfast Club and... This was when she
was Hillary Clinton. What?
This is when she was running for
president. She was interviewed on the Breakfast Club.
Yes, and she pulled, bro. She was on the Breakfast Club. You could watch it on YouTube, bro. And literally, she pulled out hot. She didn't. I don't know if she pulled out hot sauce from her bag, but she says that she keeps hot sauce in her bag. This is a fact. She said
bro,
that
how
shit.
Did I not hear about
that's
this?
Racist.
No, bro. Trust me. A lot of people heard about this because it was insane pandering. Like, she went on the black radio station and was like, "Hey, I keep hot sauce in my bag.
Bro,
like, I love hot sauce."
How did she bring it up? That's
they were. I think they were talking about food or some shit like that, and she was talking about how much she loves hot sauce.
Put that on everything.
Like, yeah, no, yeah, dead ass.
Did you just reference a Tech N9ne Logic song?
You're the one who fucking noticed it.
I wasn't even thinking that. There's
it,
like
bro.
A you don't know the Frank's Red Hot. The like I put that shit on
exactly.
everything.
I put that shit on everything.
It's hot sauce, bro.
What I did say. I did.
You sang the hook of Sriracha.
Yeah, I don't know
by
that
Tech
song.
Tech N9ne featuring Joyner Lucas and Logic, and
facts.
It created a whole
oh my
beef
God,
between Joyner Lucas and Logic.
Yeah, and then they squashed that beef
and they squashed
the beef
and made
ADHD.
ISIS, which is actually a
that's
fire
a
song.
White yeah, man's dream on that song. Logic, Tech N9ne, and Joyner Lucas.
Hey, bro, I'm not white. I'm Italian, and I hate that song.
I'm like, damn, bro.
I guess I proved your point.
I don't even know, like, that's insane. That's
pretty,
like a mind
a pretty,
fuck, to be honest.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're
and it's riding. Insane that they're calling it Sriracha, because, like,
yeah,
it's
hot
like.
Sauce.
It's not. Wait, how many white people are on that song? It's. It's just one?
Just one.
None.
Just one?
Bro, none. What are you talking
they're
about?
They're both mixed.
Oh my God, wow.
Yeah,
yeah I'm saying
Joyner
one.
And
who do you think was the white person?
Logic.
Yeah.
And that's what he's fighting his whole career.
Logic's
his whole career has been a fight because people are like, no, we get it. Like, you talk about every song
Logic.
How you're not white, but like,
oh
you're
my
white
God.
Still.
And then you have me being like, oh, there's a white dude on that song. Logic, right?
I would make fun of you for being biracial and talking about it in every song, but I'm still going to forget and call you white.
Yeah.
Congrats. Good luck in the game.
I think that actually is the funniest part of the whole bond. Is me actually dead ass thinking right now that Logic was white. Bro, I forgot. Like, I really forgot. Racial, bro.
Can't forget that at all.
Damn. Just because he looks white. Rip.
So, I saw him drinking wine with a polo on.
I could go in too, bro. Back. I'm biracial, bro, but I'm not going to flaunt it like that, you know?
What are you about to do? I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, with like, that? I'm waiting for it.
Biracial? That's news to me, bro.
You're biracial, dude.
Tell me more about how you're biracial.
I wasn't going to question him on it because
I want to.
Bro, I'm like 5%. Oh,
you're right. You're right. Me too, bro. Me too. Me too. Me too.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't question him.
No, I'll pull up my 23andMe right now.
Dude's trying to tell me that he's 5% black.
No, like Demi Lovato, dead ass, bro. No, dead ass. What? Wait, she's... Wait, hold on. She's
no, trans, bro. Dude.
Yo, what's the difference between Demi Lovato and Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden? Nothing. They're both crackheads.
Yeah, I was like, they're both crackheads. I think the difference is, shout out to Demi, she's trying to change from what we've seen.
Whoa.
Demi, if you're listening, I did not mean to misgender you. That was not my intentions. Is that like actually like her like pronouns? You know that, Thomas?
I feel like I'm talking shit, bro.
Do you know that for a fact? Are you just bullshitting?
Same birthday with that girl.
I'm 1.7%.
Wait, I just misgendered her. I said girl.
Dude, shut up.
I'm biracial.
If I can pull my phone up, I think I'm actually more white than you are African, dead ass. I'm like, so.
Yo, that's actually cool as fuck. That's honestly really fucking
I think
dope.
I had like 3% like European or some shit like that.
That's crazy. That's
which
crazy.
Is wild.
That's honestly
I'm trying
cool
to like
fuck.
Get all that out of my blood.
I mean, you're not on the right track there, buddy.
How do I get that out of my DNA, bro?
You have to go to Africa and marry a woman from Africa.
Just, like, scrape.
Not a white girl in Miami. That's
yeah. Look, Demi Lovato is non-binary. And is
yo, why you keep your brightness at -20%,
bro? I always have sunglasses on. That's why, bro.
Bro's always with the no brightness. I can't even read sense. The fucking headline.
I didn't even realize Demi Lovato is non-binary.
It's changing.
Congrats to them.
To they, them.
Yeah.
Yeah, congrats to them.
Laughing,
to them.
What? I'm not laughing. I'm actually super fucking serious.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And what's next on this shit, John? Come on.
Okay.
I don't even know how deep we are. We're probably 20 minutes in on this one.
Kelly.
Oh, this is my favorite one.
Perfect.
That's not okay. R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in jail.
Bro, that's definitely like not fair.
It's not fair.
You better say he deserves more.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean it's not fair?
I'm just saying there's like a lot of people out there that have like 5 years for rape and shit like that. And he didn't actually rape anybody.
I get that, yeah.
You know,
I get that.
Like, I mean, he kind of ran like a whole ring, right?
But I get
like,
your whole point, but your point also, though.
Wrong? I don't know.
But
about
Thomas, point
it can't be consensual with a minor.
Yeah, part of your point
facts,
though is,
facts.
And it can't be consensual if you're
that's
trafficking
facts.
Women across
was
straight
it one of the
state
moms?
Lines. Yeah,
was
you're
it one
like,
of the moms trying to pimp out her kids?
That is
Kelly
true.
Like
I
that?
Did add that to the list because this verdict came out, and then I saw a report that said that. One of the moms of the 17-year-old, let me
so
get this.
So it's kind of like this thing where, like, these people, like, raise their kids to, like.
So I get that whole point, but before we even get to
shit.
That, right?
Which is fucked up in its own.
That
it's
is
like,
fucked up in its own, but
people,
R. Kelly should have been
years.
In jail, like, 17
ago.
Years ago. I'm like, dude. I'm
the
like.
The first season of the Boondocks. Which came out hella fucking a long time ago.
I'm like, bro.
They had a whole episode where bro's on trial and like one of them
for
is
real?
Like, yo, free R. Kelly.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's not even just that it was the Boondocks. This is real life. He dead ass went free because the girl in the video said that it was not him. Like, she said it wasn't him in the video, right? Even though we can all plain as day, you go watch the video. You could pull because it up she right was now. Like, it's fucking R.
Dude.
Kelly in the video, bro.
She's groomed by not this dude. No, she's John, in love with John, him, John. She's like, oh, not I'm groomed on his behalf.
Not groomed by this dude. How about this dude literally was paying like her money and for her whole life, right? Until he went to jail a couple months ago.
Oh damn! How about that, right? Stop coming in. That's
and then
not
no,
him.
Dead ass.
Can
fam.
You fucking? Can I secure the bag?
She please? Was getting a check to say that he wasn't on there fucking pissing on her on that video, right? Even though we, dude, he was pissing and on a minor in the video,
though,
right?
Though,
and they have it on video, and yeah, he did not go to jail because the minor in the video said it wasn't him.
Maybe I should have
like. So, like,
maybe I should have, like,
no, that's why I'm like, this art, research on this. This R. Kelly shit, dude.
No, listen,
this man
listen.
Is not a good, like, dude.
Listen,
I believe best, I can fly too, but
honestly,
shit.
No. Even above, I think I can fly. The best contribution that R. Kelly ever
oh
had on the
my god.
Game
here we go.
Was piss on your face.
Yeah, stop.
I believe
by little cunt.
By little cunt.
White boy. Yeah.
That's that Palmetto Bay rapper.
Not Palmetto Bay.
Paolo Bay.
Paolo Bay?
You're doxing me? I'm just kidding. Court document shows a mom coached her 17-year-old daughter on how to seduce R. Kelly and encouraged her to have his babies. I mean, there's two perspectives on this, right?
He had a cult, bro. I'm like...
Okay, there's two perspectives on this, right? There's the
jail.
First perspective.
I'm like,
number one perspective, bro is a serial sexual abuser.
Deviant abuser.
Criminal.
And to minors. To minors as well.
And then there's also...
He tried to marry a minor.
Oh, for real?
He tried...
What's wrong with that?
He tried to literally marry Aaliyah, and he lied on the paperwork saying she was like 19, and she was literally 15. You can't lie about it 4 years,
he
bro.
He tried marrying 15-year-old Aaliyah?
You
didn't know that? No.
Bro, y'all gotta know this shit, man.
Wow.
Like, this man is a deviant. He has a problem. He's supposed to be in jail 30 years ago. That's why it's a real, like...
He has a problem.
We shouldn't, like, us talking about this shit.
I mean,
30 years, he should have got 60. For the 30, he should have already been in jail. I'm like,
yeah, just give him the rest
like
of his life.
Y'all allowed him to be out here for 30 more years doing extra shit. Like, that's
right.
A problem.
Right.
Like,
the time he wasn't in jail, he was committing more
and
crimes.
And, fam, we just seen an interview with him with Gayle King like 2 years ago where he was like crying on there and he was saying he ain't do this shit and bro I'm done with like come
I'm done,
on bro
I'm done no I mean it honestly yeah. Like
I guess he will never touch this guy again.
yeah
he's never seen
he's never
the free
anything.
World
but he wasn't
I'm
into
like,
guys right he was into girls
I mean,
shit, we don't even know that.
He's going to be in jail for 30 years. He might be into guys.
We don't even know all that shit. He
yeah,
could have.
You're not wrong about that.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. The other perspective is like, bro, the mom of the daughter, she's fucked up in the head. But it goes to show you how desperate people can be to make money in America.
100%.
And it's like, you're going to tell your daughter to... As a minor, to have a sexual relationship with a celebrity who's an adult,
mm-hmm.
And to coach her, allegedly, on how to have a relationship with this man and get pregnant by this man, that is a whole nother...
She's a horrible
money.
Person.
That speaks to the United States of America.
But that also, John, is where I bring in R. Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Because you can be a celebrity and not give somebody the opportunity to do that, right? But she saw, mom saw was a nasty man, right? Who she could... A nasty, rich man who she could manipulate and finesse, right?
17-year-old.
Exactly. And she could get the bag out of him. And she got exactly what she thought, right? But that is disgusting on both parts because
it
you're
is.
Pimping
it
your
is.
Daughter out to a nasty
to a,
dude
to another, like,
just for a buck.
Shit.
You know what I mean? And it's like, fam, that. But my whole thing is that this shit wouldn't have been possible without R. Kelly. And that's where the buck stops.
It all involves
because
R. Kelly.
If R. Kelly wasn't a nasty dude, he's not able to fucking be out here trying to fuck a 17-year-old or whatever. You know what I mean?
I
like,
never want to pimp out my 17-year-old daughter to R. Kelly, but that's...
Well, just because you're...
Do you have morals, person. John? Is that what it is? You wouldn't do that?
Nah.
You wouldn't do that because you have morals, man? That's crazy. You got those?
Yeah, I mean...
I kind of threw those out a few years ago.
Yeah, no. I mean, maybe I would. If the price was right.
The price was right, damn.
Damn, bro, Drew Carey here.
Literally.
Nah, I mean, it's a bag. Like, I might as well secure it.
Yo, good logic, to be honest. That was her logic, right? Oh, it was like, shit for the bag. Fuck my kid.
Literally.
I was like, I said that's disgusting. I'm like, never mind.
She said that, and she meant to.
She literally said, fuck. Okay. That's the butcher shop.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh!
Yeah!